talk about it, do something about it, and call SOS Violence Conjugale. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
You're listening to Radio CKUT 90.3 FM Montreal, or online at ckut.ca.
Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. The Pacific Northwest is sweltering under an unprecedented June heat wave fueled by the climate crisis, with all-time high temperatures shattered in Oregon, Washington, and British Columbia for the second day in a row. Seattle reached 108 degrees Fahrenheit Monday. Portland hit 116 degrees, while the Village of Lytton, British Columbia, hit 46.1 degrees Celsius, or 115 degrees Fahrenheit, the highest surface temperature ever recorded in Canada. More than 12,000 residents of Western Washington lost power amid surging demand for electricity. A wildfire spread below high-voltage power lines in King County.
I mean, it's already bad enough not having air conditioning, but to have no power at all. And this heat is dangerous.
In Russia, torrential rains and heavy winds tore through Moscow Monday, flooding streets and subway lines, uprooting trees. The violent storm broke a record-setting heat wave that saw Moscow and St. Petersburg reach their highest June temperatures on record. Last week, a Siberian town above the Arctic Circle, known for its extreme cold temperatures, recorded a peak ground temperature of 118 degrees Fahrenheit. In Washington, D.C., hundreds of youth climate activists surrounded the White House Monday in a nonviolent blockade demanding President Biden take meaningful action on the climate emergency. Secret Service agents made dozens of arrests. Members of the Sunrise Movement are calling on Biden and congressional Democrats to pass an infrastructure bill that includes major investments in green energy, including a fully funded civilian climate corps. Joining the protest was New York Democratic Congressman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who said there was no time to waste in preventing the climate catastrophe.
What a lot of folks here in D.C. don't understand is that while this may be the hottest summer of their lives, it's going to be one of the coolest summers of our lives. Yeah. And so what that means is that they brought this heat on us, so we bring the heat on them.
We'll have more on the fight over infrastructure spending later in the broadcast. We'll be speaking with New York Congressmember Jamal Bowman, who joined the Sunrise Movement protest yesterday. In the northern Minnesota, Hubbard County Sheriff's deputies Monday barricaded access to an encampment of water protectors who are resisting construction of the Enbridge Line 3 tar sands pipeline, which has the backing of the Biden administration. Officers towed several of the activists' cars and made several arrests throughout the day. An attorney for the Indigenous-led protesters called the move, quote, nothing less than an overt political blockade. In Ethiopia, rebel fighters in the war-torn Tigray region are dismissing the Ethiopian government's unilateral declaration of a ceasefire after its military retreated from Tigray's capital on Monday. The Tigray People's Liberation Front has claimed control of the city's airport and other strategic areas and says its forces will continue to drive out Ethiopian troops from the region. Nearly a million civilians have been internally displaced since Ethiopia launched an offensive against Tigray separatists in November. The United Nations says the fighting has pushed 350,000 people to the brink of famine. A U.S. military base near a major oil field in eastern Syria came under attack Monday, one day after the Biden administration launched airstrikes in Syria and Iraq, targeting an Iranian-backed militia. The U.S. responded by firing artillery at nearby rocket-launching positions. On Monday, President Biden defended his decision to order airstrikes.
I directed last night's airstrikes targeting sites used by the Iranian-backed militia group responsible for recent attacks on the U.S. personnel in Iraq. And I have that authority under Article 2, and even those up in the Hill who are reluctant to acknowledge that have acknowledged that's the case.
This comes as criticism of the U.S. airstrikes grow. Iraq's prime minister condemned the U.S. attack as a, quote, blatant and unacceptable violation of Iraqi sovereignty and Iraqi national security. We'll have more on this story later in the broadcast. A federal judge has thrown out two antitrust lawsuits seeking to force Facebook to divest from WhatsApp and Instagram. U.S. District Court Judge Jeb Boasberg, a George W. Bush appointee, ruled the Federal Trade Commission failed to provide enough evidence to make a case that Facebook operated a monopoly. The judge gave the FTC 30 days to file an amended lawsuit. In a second ruling, Judge Boasberg threw out another antitrust suit brought by 46 state attorneys general, ruling they waited too long to bring their claims. The court ruling sent Facebook's share price soaring, bringing CEO Mark Zuckerberg's estimated personal wealth to over $128 billion, while Facebook's market capitalization topped $1 trillion for the first time. A new book claims former President Donald Trump asked in February of 2020 if the U.S. could send citizens infected with coronavirus to the Guantanamo Bay prison, asking aides in the White House Situation Room, don't we have an island that we own? Washington Post reporters Yasmin Abutaleb and Damian Paletta also write in their book Nightmare Scenario that Trump complained to then-Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar on March 18th about coronavirus testing. Trump reportedly said, I'm going to lose the election because of testing. What idiot had the federal government do testing? In Florida, hope is fading that search and rescue crews will find more survivors of the Surfside condominium disaster 5 days after the building suddenly collapsed into a massive pile of twisted steel and rubble. The confirmed death toll has risen to 11, with 150 people still unaccounted for. CNN reports the Champlain Towers South Condo Association was facing assessments for $15 million worth of repairs, with payments set to begin just 1 week after the building's sudden collapse. The e-cigarette maker Juul Labs has agreed to pay $40 million to settle a lawsuit brought by North Carolina, charging its marketing practices led to widespread nicotine addiction among teenagers. The settlement comes as 13 other states and the District of Columbia are pressing similar lawsuits, and as the Food and Drug Administration is considering whether to allow Juul products to remain on the market. In a landmark victory for transgender rights, the U.S. Supreme Court announced Monday it will not hear the case of Gavin Grimm, a former high school student who sued his local school district over its policy forcing him to use a separate single-stall restroom that no other student was required to use. The court's move lets stand a lower court ruling that policies segregating trans students from their peers are unconstitutional. Gavin Grimm spoke to Democracy Now! In 2017.
When you are in an environment where you're not being affirmed and when you're being separated and kept apart from your peers, not only does that send a very negative message to you, but it sends a very negative message to your peers and kind of conveys a precedent for how they'll treat you. So I think it's very important that we talk about rights of bathroom usage for trans youth, especially because if you can't use a bathroom, you can't participate in public life. And that's really what's at the center of this.
California will restrict state-funded travel to Arkansas, Florida, Montana, North Dakota, and West Virginia, bringing to 17 the number of states sanctioned by California over their discriminatory policies toward LGBTQ+ people. California Attorney General Rob Bonta cited recently passed laws banning transgender youth from playing sports and blocking access to life-saving, gender-affirming health care.
There is a coordinated attack against our fundamental civil rights. And the fact is, when states discriminate against LGBTQ Americans, California law requires our office to take action, and that's what we're doing today.
In Honduras, LGBTQ+ rights advocates are celebrating a historic ruling by the Inter-American Court of Human Rights, declaring the Honduran state responsible for the 2009 killing of Vicky Hernandez, a transgender woman. Hernandez was assassinated June 28th, the day a U.S.-backed coup overthrew former democratically elected President Manuel Zelaya, installing a right-wing regime. Hernandez was a sex worker and was out during a military curfew. curfew. The landmark ruling was issued Monday on the 12th anniversary of the U.S.-backed coup in Honduras and mandates reparations for Hernandez's family and for Honduras to reopen her case. Mexico's Supreme Court has decriminalized the use of marijuana for adults. The court's ruling comes after the Mexican Congress failed to enact legislation legalizing recreational use of marijuana by the end of April, a deadline set by the Supreme Court. While many celebrated the ruling, some critics warned there are still legal loopholes that could criminalize people for cultivating or distributing marijuana. Efforts to legalize marijuana in Mexico are also aimed at curbing drug violence in the country. Since the U.S.-backed so-called war on drugs was launched in 2006, over 300,000 people have been killed. A new UN report is calling on all nations to dismantle racism and end impunity for police officers who kill and violate the human rights of black people. The long-awaited report was released by the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Monday, just days after former Minneapolis police officer and convicted murderer Derek Chauvin was sentenced to 22 years in prison for killing George Floyd. The report looked into over 190 police killings, most of which occurred in the United States, followed by Latin America. This is Mona Rashmawi with the UN's Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights.
We found worrying trends of associating blackness with criminality and other biases that shape the interaction of people of African descent with law enforcement and the criminal justice system. Our research shows that in a number of states, people of African descent are particularly vulnerable to racial profiling, notably as a basis for discriminatory identity checks, stops and searches, arrests, and related abuses. Also to violence, including serious injury and deaths.
And U.S. Olympic hammer thrower Gwen Berry is facing backlash after turning her back to the U.S. flag while the national anthem played during a medal ceremony at the U.S. Olympic trials in Eugene, Oregon, Saturday. Toward the end of the anthem, Berry turned away from the flag and placed a black T-shirt with the words "activist athlete" on her head. Following the nonviolent protest, Berry said, quote, "My purpose and my mission is bigger than sports. I'm here to represent those who died due to systemic racism. That's the important part. That's why I'm going. That's why I'm here today," she said. Berry is a longtime activist who famously raised her fist during the Star Spangled Banner after winning gold at the 2019 Pan American Games. And those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman in New York City, joined by Democracy Now! Co-host Juan Gonzalez in New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Cause I'm scared to be crushed, but you seem to occupy every part of my heart. And that's the truth, no BS, or my words are a mess. I see you looking cute in that North Face vest. I think we should connect, I know a place we can head. Stumble over words to say, I think I'm in over my head. Don't mind the mid-class Honda, sure don't matter when we're blowing clouds like the ones from my exhaust, yeah. You put up with my baggage to the point I'm at a loss of words to say. How you make me feel without sounding lame. Ain't gotta worry about traffic when you carve your own lane. Your shit get rocky, I won't tip out ASAP. We got the same opinion, so it's still ACAP. You the type to take me out of my laid back persona. Pull you close so I can say, ah.
Pull you in close, I'm trying to find a way into your heart, but it's hard to pass. Trade gold, yeah, I'm sold. You're my rose.
Baby, you're my rose, I'm your daffodil. Feel me crawling for the hoes, boy, you make me feel. On the inside, baby, I just wanna see us blossom. Now look at these girls, I be ghosting, playing possum. You got me on cloud nine, have me floating like the cotton in the clear skies. I can't lie, when I seen you, my petals to the metal took a near you. You ain't like the artificial glory you can see through. Now we're not for the same grass, different soil. But you can't ever think I wouldn't do for you. Feel the blood rushing from me when I try to hold you. She's a boy going, but I really miss the old you. On my mind till I make you mine. Rose tinted lips, stains on my glass of wine. How we made some mistakes, you're looking back in time. Like a raven where I see your future in your eyes.
Baby, if I want rose, gotta let me know what the future holds. Cause I can't open up my heart if you only gon' break my love apart. So let me know what you're trying to do. Cause baby, all I want is you. But I can't ride this wild tide and feel the only thing running through my mind.
Welcome back to CKUT. It's time for a little weather. Wednesday will bring a risk of thunder showers and a high of 27 degrees Celsius. Thursday will share a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 25 degrees Celsius. Friday it will be cloudy with showers and a high of 21 degrees Celsius. Saturday there will be a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 24 degrees Celsius. Sunday will have more of the same with a high of 26 degrees Celsius. Monday, there will be a chance of a shower and 26 degrees Celsius. And finally, Tuesday, we'll have the chance of a shower with a high again of 26 degrees Celsius.
I want to be more than just a girl you bring home. I want to be more than all the ones before. I wanna be more than a drink or two. I wanna be more to you. I wanna be more than as you get lost in. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than the butterfly eats. I wanna be more what you ever thought you found. I wanna be more like that. Something sent from above. I wanna be more like that. Once in a lifetime kind of love. I wanna be more love. I wanna be more. I wanna be more than a diamond on a ring. I wanna be more love song you sing. I wanna be more than the sunshine in your day. I wanna be more than just a little company. I wanna be more like that. Something sent from above. I wanna be more like that. Once in a lifetime kind of love. I wanna be more. Don't know where this is going. All I know is I want it.
Once in a lifetime kinds of love. I wanna be more. If I was a woman, soft hair in the sun, feel my figure, feel my smile, watch the boys turn and run. If I was a woman, oh, maybe my voice would make sense. Glorified by inner city guys before they grind me into bed. Tell me why I so wanna be objectified, better than thoughts that would eat me alive. Tell me what can you say to a 12-year-old boy who learned to hate himself 'cause he wanted to wear a dress but it wasn't allowed. And the more he saw his kind, the more he thought they sucked. The wars they caused, the women they struck. And he never ever said it, so ashamed he'd regret it. And every time he finished fapping, he'd discover not another, he's still a brother. Ooh. If I was a woman, push a bra in the summer heat, beads of sweat down my back, selling burgers on TV. So like a twig, lighting up a scene. Terrified, walking alone at night. Oh, forever secretary, dishes done in solitary. Just as equally.
Come out, oh yeah, that's just Okay, I gotta let you go. I have to get my Lake Magog vaccine.
Your Lake Magog vaccine?
Yeah, you know, I'm really looking forward to having the whole family to the cottage for my annual cookout.
Smart move. I'm gonna ask for the Montreal vaccine. I miss those last-minute get-togethers with my buddies.
Nice. Well, I gotta run. I don't think it protects against lateness.
Each vaccination brings us closer to these moments. Follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
told him, don't think about no trouble.
History between you and I. Can't stop using you and I don't know why. No matter how hard I try, I said habits don't die. Always say it's my last time, but I know that's a lie. So easy to lie to myself. No wonder why I lie to everyone else. Feel like no one understands, so I keep it to myself. Instead of seeking for help, I know this ain't good for my health. But I'm addicted. Addiction, addiction, addiction.
Hate
run my life, don't you? Think I'll give up this fight, don't you? Give me urges when I don't want to. Give me urges when I don't. Ah, say you will, but you won't. Ah, make me feel so amazing when I'm using you. But when I'm through with you, it's back to my problems and you can't solve them like you used to do. Yes, I'm addicted, conflicted, afflicted, constricted and livid. My living ain't living, I'm feeling restricted. Dear Lord, can you please save me? I need courage and I need bravery. And the demons trying to enslave me. Fear of loss is intimidating, and I don't like the intimidation. Hate when I say that I'm done with you, but then accept your next invitation. Addiction. This is addiction. Man, I'm addicted. Addiction, addiction, addiction.
Hate that I love you. I hate that I love you.
Addiction, addiction, addiction.
Hater.
Don't never try to stop a real, real G. Too many haters and I'm on a tree. What about mine? Stay far from me. Can't hold a vibe with your dark energy. Don't know, say my name, Serenity. So me do it with ease like a nice summer breeze. Fresh and ting, this is clean. Walking trophy, yo, a hood celebrity. I just pace and bow. Tell them what it is when I stack it all. Like the way I do it, cause I chase the cows. Chase the cows. Pow. Why you all on my ass all lonely? 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 Why you wanna own it? 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 Must because I'm on it. Own it? Own it? Own it? Chaos, crab in a bucket, grade A, organic piece, a different type of cutlet. You can't stop me, made from a different fabric. 514 is when someone wreaked this havoc. Yo, I guess I'm on them treetop, but I'm never green. I just oversee how the haters feel when I'm overseas. South Beach, Nassau, Negril, them vets cause me do it for real. Don't ever let no one stop your shine. No shade, blind them with all your light. They will try to hold you back a dirty, dirty blight. But like MJB said, this my life, so I just pace and bow. Tell them what it is when I stack it out. Like the way I do it, cause I chase the cows. Chase the cows. Pause. Why you all on my ass all lonely? Why you all on my ass all lonely?
Get off my ass.
Y'all
need to get off
my ass. Why you all on my ass so lonely? Why you wanna own it? Own it, own it, own it, own it, own it, own it. Must be cause I'm on it, own it, own it, own it.
Here we go.
The drum beats loud and true. The ocean stays in blue.
Yep.
The drum beats loud and true.
Uh-huh.
The ocean stays in blue.
Yep.
Blue waves, ocean's grace. Wave never stay. I left the west of the continent. No better days, the Black Panther honors me. Never on the prowl, always with the howl. The way a blackbird never growls. The way the spider knows I'm out. I've been back since, my spirit don't wince. Climbed out a hold with a grin. Wood boards caked in sludge. Blood above deck, sugar, cotton trade, saltfish. Nothing yet, the clouds been moved. Tailing me, always true. Wola Fulani Queen, I spoke news below decks. Auction blocks, no debt, new land. The foundation respects, stars know. I've been back, yes, my back been bent, stood tall, never spent. I drum beats on my chest and call field to field, oceans between us, land leaning, always real.
The drum beats loud and true.
Uh-huh.
The ocean stays in blue.
Yep.
The drum beats loud and true.
Uh-huh.
The ocean stays in blue.
Yep.
Way back, one leads, way back, a drum beat, way back, a drum beat, way back, one leads, way back, one leads, way back, a drum beat, way back, a drum beat, way back, one leads.
Red drum under clouds, all love, the land remembers me, beats with me, where I'm from, all queens and kings. On ships, yep. Under decks, in holds. What's love, kid? Above is the stars. I don't navigate. I sung the shoreline. Under tow grabs the waves. I left my homeland. Land is great. Walk to the coast. I stand and say slavery need to abate. That's past tense. The spider knows. The lions roam. I've met the currents. Not urgent. Never stopped yet. Thunderheads. Cross the water. Clear the coast. I've come farther. Cowrie, sweet potato. Nothing bartered. I read the labels. Aki uncharted. The land here is so clear. Where I started.
The drum beats loud and true. The ocean stays in blue.
Yep.
The drum beats loud and true.
Uh-huh.
The ocean stays in blue.
Yep.
Going north, Patty store. EST, Maz S. Grandmas with me, ancestors round the fire, telling jokes. This set's a gift beyond hope. The crows know when they rhymed, the bards and the rappers spoke lines, the stars and the dark. No time, I was stardust before I decided to shine. One time for hills and constellations, two times for a real one. Magic in basements, I feel one. This land knows when I laugh. The UK and JA knows where I'm at. Yeah. I and I revered. Freshwater lakes, loons dive. I remember the waves. What do the currents always say? We've been awake.
Shades Lawrence. way back.
You're listening to the Wednesday Morning After Show with your hosts, Sheila Ferrando and Naomi Murney, at CKUT 90.3 FM Montreal, or online at ckut.ca.
Naomi Murney, and you're listening to the Wednesday Morning After Show on CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm a little sick today, so apologies for any hoarseness. So heavy. Today we're going to have a usual rundown of upcoming arts events, a poem of the week, Mishasha's Mustard Minute, and a few musical breaks. First, our poem of the week is a poem by Montreal poet A.J. Smith, read by me. This is The Lonely Land. The Lonely Land. Cedar and jagged fir uplift sharp barbs against the gray and cloud-piled sky, and in the bay, blown spume and wind drift and thin, bitter spray snap at the whirling sky, and the pine trees lean one way. A wild duck calls to her mate, and the ragged and passionate tones stagger and fall and recover and stagger and fall on these stones, are lost in the lapping of water on smooth, flat stones. This is a beauty of dissonance, this resonance of stony strand, this smoky cry curled over a black pine like a broken and wind-battered branch when the wind bends the top of the pines and curdles the sky from the north. This is the beauty of strength, broken by the strength and still strong. That was The Lonely Land by A.J. Smith. Born in Montreal, Arthur James Marshall Smith, known as A.J. M. Smith, was a member of the Montreal Group, also known as the Montreal Poets, the McGill Group, or the McGill Movement. The Montreal Group was a group of poets that included A.M. Klein, Leon Edel, Leo Kennedy, and F.R. Scott. They met while attending McGill University in the 1920s and played a pivotal role in the rise of small magazines in Canada, as well as publishing and writing the first works of modernist poetry, leading to a poetic renaissance in the 20s and 30s. Specifically, they were influenced by the works of US and UK poets Ezra Pound, T.S. Eliot, and W.H. Auden, and their works can today be categorized as expressionist, modernist, and often imagist. Again, that was Lonely Land by A.J. Smith. Up next, an overview of some of the upcoming arts events in the city. This week, until July 31st, make sure to check out the Elephant Art Gallery, which will be showcasing an immersive summer art exhibition entirely presented through virtual reality. You'll be able to physically play through the interactive musical installation by Montreal artist Jean-Pierre Gauthier, named the Scholastic Generator. You'll also be able to see plants, flowers, and fungi in the augmented reality series The Perennials, and travel through the Museum of Other Realities, which includes 48 separate artworks by 44 VR artists. For more information on the exhibit, check out the Elephant Gallery website at elephant.org. Spelled ELLEPHANT.org. Next up, make sure to find a time to check out one of the many films scheduled for the month of June at the Cinémathèque under the program Black at the Camera, or Noir à la Caméra, which follows more than 100 years of black cinema. From silent cinema dealing with segregation to films testifying decolonization, the showcase features multiple genres, from animation to documentaries, even including historical reconstructions. Featuring contemporary filmmakers as well as those of the past, and adding the work of Canadian and Quebec filmmakers to the Black cinematic landscape, Black at the Camera will be presented to the public at the Cinémathèque Québécoise throughout the month of June, so today might be your last day to watch any one of their movies. This program, produced in collaboration with the Fabien Collat Foundation and the Montreal International Black Film Festival, is also supported by the Cinémathèque Afrique of the Institut Français. Check out the Cinémathèque website for more information and to view a schedule of the films being showcased. That's at Cinémathèque de Montréal website at cinémathèque.qc.ca. cinémathèque.qc.ca. And finally, take some time out next week to check out the Montreal Circus Festival. The 12th edition of the Montreal Cirque Festival will take place from July 2nd through to the 18th. The Montreal Cirque Festival, or Montréal Coplantois Cirque, will feature multiple live in-person performances from circus, dance, and acrobatics troupes that will take place at the Tohu Circus venue in the Villeray region. For more information on the Montreal Cirque Festival and to purchase tickets, check out the Montréal Complètement Cirque website at montrealcompletementcirque.com. That's montrealcompletementcirque.com. And those are some of the events of the city. Now, my friend Lean Mashasha reviews mustard. Calling in to join us today with her spectacular condiment opinions, this is Mashasha's Mustard Minute.
Hey everyone, I hope you're having a lovely morning. I'm Lean Mashasha, and this is Mashasha's Mustard Minute, back with another wonderful mustard to review. This week, we've got one of my all-time favorites, Mai's Original Dijon Mustard. Just as Da Vinci's Vitruvian Man represents man's ideal body proportions, Mai's Dijon is the blueprint for how to harmoniously balance the sweetness, saltiness, tanginess, and nose feel of the humble mustard. None of the flavors are too overpowering, and I could honestly see myself eating this by the spoonful. Not that I'd recommend any of you sane, less mustard-experienced folks at home try that. Jokes aside, this Dijon is really versatile and inexpensive as well as accessible enough so that you won't feel bad using it on a daily or more realistically weekly basis. And that's all for this week's installment of Mashasha's Mustard Minute. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did, and I hope that you feel a little more confident conquering your supermarket condiment aisle.
That was Mashasha's Mustard Minute. Next, a quick musical break with the American jazz and bluegrass band Bella Fleck and the Flecktones. This is True North from their album UFO Tofu. Thank you. was the bluegrass jazz song True North by the American band Bella Fleck and the Flecktones from their album UFO Tofu. For more of their work, you can find them on Spotify under the name Bella Fleck and the Flecktones, spelled B-E-L-A-F-L-E-C-K and F-L-E-C-K Tones. Up next, She's My Friend, She Kissed Me in the Dark by Adam and the Amethysts.
I met her in the summer after the earth had shifted, after the freezer burn had lifted from our bitter shells. A year later, she kissed me.
She's My Friend, She Kissed Me in the Dark by the Montreal-born indie rock band Adam and the Amethysts. For more of their work, you can find them on Spotify or any other streaming platform under Adam and the Amethysts. And that's it for this Wednesday Morning After. This will actually be my final episode with the Wednesday Morning After team, but if you want to hear more of my voice, make sure to tune into CKUT's show It Could All Be So Simple every third Friday of the month from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. This show will tackle relationships, community, and the different shapes and forms in which they come into our lives. I feel very lucky to have been a part of this show, and I hope that you will keep listening every Wednesday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. on 90.3 FM. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. This episode featured music sampled from the song Chosen by musician Blood Orange. My name is Naomi Murney, with audio editing done by the wonderful Matthew Jackson. You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, and as always, it's been my pleasure to host today. Thank you for tuning in.
Well, that wraps up the show for today. Keep it locked to CKUT.
High in the Everglades, deep in the vale, tip of the eagle's wing, tortoise and tail, hum of the dragonfly, liquid and pale, pulled by the undertow, porpoise and whale, fueled by the firelight, flickering frail, fluent in filigree, shimmering shale, luminous aggregate, swirl of the snail, luminous all of it under the veil. High in the Everglades, deep in the vale, tip of the eagle's wing, tortoise and tail, hum of the dragonfly, liquid and pale, pulled by the undertow, porpoise and whale, fueled by the firelight, flickering frail, fluent in filigree, shimmering shale, luminous aggregate, swirl of the snail, luminous all of it under the veil.
You're listening to Radio CKUT 90.3 FM Montreal, or online at ckut.ca.
Êtes-vous locataire à Montréal? Avez-vous des questions sur vos droits? Votre comité logement peut vous aider. Pour trouver le comité logement pour votre quartier ou pour plus de ressources, visitez le www.rclalq.qc.ca.
Petit café, fumé d'usine. Je regarde le derrière des maisons. Les femmes sont à leur cuisine. Il y a des oiseaux qui se font la cour sur les fils du bel téléphone. Et dans l'œil crevé de ma cour, un 747 qui résonne. Il pousse un gros transformateur au cœur de ce qui fut un chêne. Sur la vitre, je trace un cœur.